All right, ladies and gentlemen of the weather jury, it is time for us to be joined by the chairman of the board, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, and I believe, you correct me if I'm wrong, Mercury is retrograding?
Mercury is in retrograde. Yes, it is.
I forget that. What a morning. You know, come in here, and one of the programs, software programs, that I use every morning diligently, was upgraded overnight. It automatically upgraded, you know, and updated. Not like Microsoft, but it did. And one of the features of it was not working. And I could not figure out, Marshall, how this was not working. I rebooted the computer. It still wasn't working. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know what? It's got to be some sort of like an add-on feature now. So anyhow, I'm going along with my work. And I email Mike Maron. Tell him, please, please, please help. And I said, you know what, Pat, don't give up. So I kept digging and digging and digging. And finally, I found something called an extension. And it said that my extension was not compatible with the update. And for God was with me because I right-clicked. Mm-hmm. And it said, when I right-clicked, it said, find update that's compatible.
Yes.
And I clicked it. I saw the bar go across the screen. And in 5 seconds, I was in business. Now, how would anybody know to do that?
Yeah, you know, it's the bad thing about all these updates. Updates, updates. It's amazing.
It is. So anyhow, so much for Mercury retrograding. The weather's going to be not retrograding, but moving ahead to winter. Yeah, what were you going to say?
I was going to ask you. I've been looking at the comments that the National Weather Service writes in there when they do an overview of the forecast, not the actual forecast itself.
Right, the discussion.
Yeah. Does it really look like there might be snow here Thursday night into Friday morning?
It would be in the tail end of a cold front. Right now, I'm not looking for anything much.
Okay.
You may get some flurries. But there could be shovelable snow next week. So get ready for that.
All right.
But that's next week. For today, and that would obviously bode well for Pat.
Yeah.
Since he forecasted the 15th, and Marshall forecasted the first snow on the 22nd, so we'll see. A lot could happen between now and then. Mostly sunny skies today in the low 50s. Then it will cloud up tonight, low 40s. Tomorrow, front comes by, variably cloudy. And there should be, where is my forecast? I have to get your forecast up. This is all from memory. A couple of showers around tomorrow. Should not mar your election day, nor give you any problems to the polls. 55 to 60. And back of that front, sunny in the low 50s Wednesday. Here comes the next front. Cloudy skies with showers. Now, this is the one Marshall was talking about. 50 to 55. Now, Thursday night into early Friday morning, as the front moves by, some of those showers could change over to snow showers. But they should end early Friday morning, leaving us partly sunny, brisk highs on Friday, 40. That will be the high, 40. And over the weekend, probably low 40s with fair skies.
And then you say shovelable snow next week, possible.
Good possibility, yeah. There's, it's a tricky situation where we have a storm just offshore that's going to, you know, parallel the coast. If it stays just offshore, it will keep us on the cold side of things and give us snow. If it's a little bit further offshore, it'll keep us on the cold side of things and give us snow. So that's going to have to be watched because none of the models will be able to pick that up in advance. So we shall see.
And, of course, you're not going to pay attention to the American model at all.
I'm looking at it, but, you know, I don't put too much credence into it at all. So that is that. I have to tell you that I didn't see any movies for you to watch over the weekend. So I don't have any recommendations there. Saturday, I wound up putting all of the rest of the outdoor stuff into the shed. That was during the afternoon. Then I had to shower, get changed, and head to New Jersey to the banquet hall where we have the dinner dance and schedule all of that stuff out. Then come home Saturday night, went to sleep, got up Sunday morning at 5:15, forgetting that it was 4:15.
Yeah, there you go.
So I was up early Sunday morning, but I went to church and came home yesterday. And aside from working in the weather center, taking down Halloween decorations, putting all of that stuff away and going through stuff. But I'll tell you what was interesting. Friday was, in the Catholic religion, a holy day of obligation. It was All Saints Day. And I wasn't able to go to church during the day. So I said, all right, I'll go at night. Big deal, 7:30. So I mosey on to the church, and I could not believe how packed it was. I said, oh, goodness. I guess a lot of people, you know, must elect to go to the 7:30 Mass. So it starts right on time at 7:30. Our pastor's doing the Mass, and it's about 8:15. And I ordered, now I'm going to make Marshall hungry, a chicken cutlet Parmesan Hero at the nearby pizzeria. And I said to them, I'll pick it up at 8:30, right after the Mass.
Yeah.
I did not know it was the first Friday of the month. And when the Mass was over, he turned around, he said, okay, he said, we will now have benediction. Not 9 o'clock. Is the time that I left church. And my chicken cutlet Parmesan Hero was only mildly warm by the time I got it.
Well, you had to eat it anyway.
Yeah, I could heat it up. And then yesterday, I guess people did get up their regular time or early. I don't know what happened. I wasn't even able to get my seat yesterday when I went to church. It was packed to the gills. So, good weather, times go back. I guess everybody's up and running around.
I didn't sleep well last night because it got dark early. And that first night back where it gets dark that early, I went into the bedroom at 7 o'clock. So I said, hey, it's only 7 o'clock. I got another hour. I got to stay up.
So, what'd you do?
I tried to stay up, and I didn't. I fell asleep, and I was up and down all night long. It'll correct itself today. And the animals were that way too. I mean, like they want when we pushed the clock back to 1 hour, so they thought it was time to eat in the morning when it was the right time to eat.
Oh, I was just going to say that was the one thing that got Shirley. It was like, well, why aren't you feeding me?
That's right. And same thing at dinner time. They're sitting there, and now on my clock, of course, it shows it's 2:30, not even close to 3:30 where I start to get ready.
Right. Yep. So, but what's great about it is that we have all the information.
Yeah.
Everything comes out an hour earlier, and I like that. Because I could, you know, if it's a quiet day like today, I could really get a lot of the work done in advance. You know, because I have all the data. So yeah. I do like that very much. And that's about it. I watched two things yesterday, not movies. Oh, I did watch a movie. I watched A Star Is Born with Judy Garland, which in my opinion is still
the
top,
best, yeah.
Right. And then I put on PBS and they were doing a whole campaign for doo-wop.
Yep.
I was looking at some of these groups and what some of these groups are doing because, like, the leads are no longer with us.
Yeah.
The backup is there, so they're incorporating younger people into the groups. And these younger people, what they are doing, an incredible job. Watching them yesterday, I could not believe how close to the originals they were. And I really think it's a nice thing that the younger people are getting involved. Well, some of them, anyhow, with 50s.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Well, I have to get involved with the news.
You get involved with the news. Tell them I said hello, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.